Welcome to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner here today with Amber Miller. She is the president and CEO of United Way of North Central Florida. Her offices are located here in Gainesville. And also Dr. Stephanie Hoops, who has been working with United Way on a new project called United for Alice. And this sounds really incredible, a new data tool for the community. And tell us a little bit more, Amber, about this project.
The ALICE Disaster Assistance Tracker just launched on April 30th, 2026. And what this new tracker is showing us is how disasters are affecting our communities according to income status as it relates to ALICE. ALICE are households who are working but still struggling to make ends meet. And so when disasters hit, it really deepens the impact for ALICE. And so what we're able to see with this new tracker is how people are applying for FEMA disaster assistance, who's getting the assistance, who isn't, and some reasons behind why they may not be getting that assistance. So it's a really useful tool that we are super appreciative here through our United Way, and I know all the United Ways across the network are very excited to have access to this tool. And I want to just invite Dr. Hoops to kind of speak more on this because it really is the United for ALICE movement's baby. So Dr. Hoops, do you want to chime in?
I'd love to, yeah, and just take a second to make sure folks know who ALICE is. I mean, I know you all do because ALICE is helping us keep our economy running, you know, working in jobs, probably run into ALICE several times already today, getting your coffee, going to the bank teller, dropping your kid off at childcare, maybe riding public transportation or parking in the parking garage. So many jobs that make our life a little bit easier, and yet many of these workers struggle to support their own families. And ALICE is also, you know, in our families, our neighbors. I've got two kids starting off in the work world, struggling to afford rent where their job is. So we all have our own connect to ALICE. And then the technical definition are households that earn above the federal poverty level, but below just a bare minimum household survival budget. And we find ALICE in every community across Florida. Total, 13% of households are in poverty. Another 34% are ALICE. So the magnitude of financial hardship, instead of, you know, thinking, oh, 13% of households, it's 47% of households across the state. And these households are most vulnerable to disasters. So often when you're, you know, on a tight budget, you don't have the money to prepare for a disaster. You don't have money to do those repairs that you should have done before something comes. And you may have to forego insurance. And that makes it even worse when, and sadly in Florida, there are so many disasters coming seems more frequently, but this new ALICE Disaster Assistance Tracker is able to look at how many households are applying for FEMA disaster assistance, that individual assistance that's offered after a disaster. So we look at how many are applying, how many have been approved, how many have been denied, and it is kind of a standout that there are high rates of denial, and that raises some questions of, gosh, if there's this kind of need and the government's not filling in, how are these families going to be supported? So is it, you know, nonprofits like United Way? Is it faith-based? Is it the rest of the community? So we want to have some real data to help set out the magnitude of you know, what's happened after a disaster, and then look at those applications, look at the approval rates, and then also look at what are those average payment amounts. So sometimes that's enough to cover expenses for a month, but it might take 6 months to recover. Again, there's some gaps that had been there. So I think that gives kind of an overview, and I'm happy to dig in more.
Well, tell us what ALICE stands for, because people may not know out there in our listener land.
Right. We just assume that everyone knows ALICE, and they do, but the acronym is Asset Limited Income Constrained Employed.
And you are the person that kind of created the program. I know that Amber has said that you were kind of the brains behind the project. Has this been a whole team of people developing this?
So we started this as a very small project to understand a county in New Jersey about 15 years ago. And it proved so useful in understanding what was happening on the ground, again, showing how inadequate the federal poverty level was for what was going on. And then taking into account in New Jersey, a very high cost of living. And as we've shared this out, the rest of the state wanted it. Then other neighboring states wanted their own report. And over the last 15 years, we've grown into a national research organization, working with partners like Amber in states across the country. And we have a small research team out of United Way of Northern New Jersey. And then we work with research advisory committees. And we have a fantastic one in Florida, experts in different areas of that survival budget, housing, childcare, food, transportation, healthcare, technology, and so providing that local insight and check on our process. We have a rigorous methodology, and we want to make sure that we are using best practices and reflecting what's actually happening each year that we report the data.
So you're working with United Way, and United Way is providing you this data?
So we use federally available data sources. So United Ways are more on the ground. We do a handoff. We create the measures, and we have a lot of tools. I encourage your listeners to check out our website, unitedforalice.org. And so we present all the details of that household survival budget. We compare it to income that's been released through the American Community Survey, and then handed off to partners like United Way. Amber's been terrific in Florida, and these organizations put it to use on the ground. So improving policy, making better programs, recognizing that the challenge is bigger than we thought, and the goal is not just to get people above that federal poverty level, but to get them to real financial stability.
And the timing of this launch, particularly in Florida, kind of coincides with almost the beginning of hurricane season.
Yeah, it does. And so I don't know if that was just, serendipitous or, timed on purpose. But for us here locally, my team and I are excited that this came out when it came out. We have been doing disaster work, specifically long-term recovery work, since 2023, when Hurricane Idalia came and hit the West Coast. And for those that don't know, our United Way covers six counties here in North Central Florida. Those are Alachua, Bradford, Dixie, Gilchrist, Levy, and Union. And so that Dixie, Gilchrist, and Levy area was hit very hard with Idalia. And that storm really got us heavily involved in how do we do better at preparing communities for disaster, but more importantly, responding to that long-term recovery. Because what most people don't understand is when a disaster hits, your emergency management is going to play their part and do what they're supposed to do, which is to get the community back open and running as quickly as possible after a storm comes. They want that environment to be safe so that businesses can open and people can start, going back into their homes. And then you have other nonprofit organizations and faith-based organizations coming in to provide immediate disaster relief. So they're helping to provide that immediate food, helping with immediate shelter, replacement of clothing, those very early needs that you have. But when we look 3 months down the road and 6 months down the road, the organizations that are responding are those that are local. They're the ones that have, buildings and offices and staff and volunteers that live and work in that same area. And long-term recovery is long-term for a reason, because it can take years for a household to come back after a storm. That's really bad. And we're seeing that here through our work. We still are serving clients that went through Hurricane Idalia. And then, if everyone remembers, in 2024, we had three storms back to back. So that was Debbie, Milton, and Helene. And those same areas were hit. And so they're recovering and now they're having to recover again. So we're seeing those unmet needs continue.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about hurricane season, Alice, and United Way. So we'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner, here today with Amber Miller. She is the president and CEO of United Way of North Central Florida, and Dr. Stephanie Hoops, who is from United for Alice. Alice stands for Asset Limited, Income Constrained, Employed. And they've developed this incredible data tool to kind of track where people are and how people can be helped. And Dr. Hoops, tell us a little bit more about the availability of this data.
Right. So our new tool is the Alice Disaster Assistance Tracker. So it's on our website, unitedforalice.org, under our data tools. And it's publicly available. And you can go in and select your state, or you can select a specific disaster and see it mapped out on our website. And what we do is match our Alice data with FEMA disaster assistance. So you can see where claims are coming in, where what kind of amounts have been paid out, and also so you can look at it across geographies, so up and down the state of Florida, even going into neighboring states. And then we also have tables with exact amounts of total applicants, the percent that have been approved, amounts, average amount. So it gives you a real sense of where the government is able to provide some support for families that have been hit hard, but it also tells you where those gaps are and where there's more community support. So there's tables, there's figures, there's explanation about all the data, and really great ways to see the impact over time. And that's why we're so pleased to be partnering with United Ways, who are so good at that long-term recovery. This is a tool that we hope people will use in the first few hours after a disaster, but it's really meant for sticking with these families that need support for months and sometimes even years.
Well, Amber, how is the United Way of North Central Florida planning to implement this tool?
Yeah, so our United Way is really going to be using this tool as a source for planning and preparing. What we're seeing and what we're capturing through this data right now is when we look at the counties that were affected for our most recent storms in 2024, what we're seeing there is, you know, the average amount of money that these households were getting in disaster assistance was approximately $3,700. And that's not a lot of money. And so if you have storm damage and you have to repair or replace your entire roof, that money is not going to help. The disaster assistance money is really designed for the short-term recovery. It's to get you a safe place to be and so that you can start to rebuild your life. And so this data is telling us that we have got to really plan better for how we can assist with long-term recovery because, as I mentioned earlier, it takes months and years for many of these households. So the data is helping us to plan better. It's helping us to identify the gaps. So we're looking at why were applicants not receiving disaster assistance to begin with. For many of them, you know, they didn't fill the application out right. It got denied. And there are households out there that don't realize that you can apply for an appeal to that denial. They may have been just missing one piece of information. So now we're looking at, okay, how can we facilitate better outreach and education to the communities that are going to be most impacted by storms? We're also looking at the number of applications that are being filed by county and planning for what other needs are out there. So, for example, when you look at Alachua County after the 2024 storms, there were over 8,000 FEMA disaster applications filed. But we don't really have designated case management for any of the counties that we cover. There is no standing disaster case management. And that's a very important part of the recovery process because you need to be able to have someone meet with those clients, verify their needs, and help them put a plan for recovery together. And we have some case management available. However, what we're seeing is that it's just not enough. And so what can we do to make sure that we have that type of case management readily available? in Florida, we know we're going to have hurricanes. They're going to happen. And we might get a year like 2025 where we were blessed with nothing. But if you live here, you know one thing. It's not a matter of if it's going to happen. It's when it's going to happen. And so how can we be better prepared for when? And so our team's using this information. We're taking it to the long-term recovery groups that we work with. We actually helped to start a long-term recovery group for the Dixie, Gilchrist, and Levy County areas. It's called the Tri-County Disaster Assistance Group. We meet every 2 weeks to review unmet needs cases to help clients that are still recovering from Idalia and Helene. The Alachua County has a similar group that is up and running, and they're putting an unmet needs table together now so that we can start hearing cases for survivors that are in this area. And then we are also working to help launch another organization that will be covering Bradford in Union counties. And so we're targeting to launch that later in the summer before hurricane season starts, so that we can just have community partners prepared and ready to work together so that we can, at the end of the day, help our community recover and be more resilient when things like this happens.
That's wonderful. This sounds like an incredible plan. And Dr. Hoops, you should be commended for spearheading this.
Well, thank you.
So what's next? No, I'm just kidding. There's a lot here. And of course, hurricane season is starting, but there's been a lot of other natural disasters with flooding and with fires. And this pretty much tracks all that kind of data. Is that correct, Dr. Hoops?
Right. It includes any federally declared disaster. So it includes wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, flooding. So a wide range. And I think it's a good to note that while we focus a lot on hurricanes, Florida has also had some severe flooding that doesn't always come up to the level of a hurricane, but still causes significant damage and displacement of many Alice households.
And unfortunately, we've had wildfires as well, which hopefully will end soon, but rain has kind of not been in our forecast. So let's have that website again for United for Alice. Can you recite that for us, please?
It's unitedforalice.org.
And it's available anywhere. Anyone can use it, and it's got incredible resources. In fact, I'm going to let our news department know about this because they do a lot of disaster coverage, and I think they would be able to find some great trends and some great info. And United Way, what is the web address for United Way?
Sure. So our website is unitedwaynCFL.org, and that's NCFL as in North Central, and then FL for Florida.
And you can find information about Alice, but you can also find information on all your partner agencies. Is that correct?
We have quite a bit of information on our website. It talks about our programming. We also have links to all of the Alice data and research, special events, all the things that every nonprofit probably has on their website. But I definitely encourage individuals to check out our website. And if anything, go to unitedforalice.org and check out all the tools that are on there. You can see Alice data for all of the participating states. You can drill down to zip code level and where you live, see what it really truly costs to live where you are. And even, you know, there's a really great household income status and budget tool where you can put in what you earn for your entire household, what the makeup is. So if you have, working adults or seniors or kids, and it will tell you, what your budget should be and whether you fall into Alice or if you're above the Alice threshold. So it's a great tool set for anyone to use, either for themselves personally, or I would even suggest employers to look at that, because it can help you as you're determining salaries and things for staff to be able to make sure that, you know, people have what they need to survive where they're living.
Well, these are incredible resources. I want to say a special thank you to Dr. Stephanie Hoops, who's joining us from up north this morning. And also Amber Miller, thank you for coming in and sharing information about United for Alice. It was great to talk to you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
That was Amber Miller, President and CEO of United Way of North Central Florida, and Dr. Stephanie Hoops from United for Alice on today's edition of Tell Me About It. To listen to previous episodes of the show, go online to WUFT.org/tellmeaboutit or on the WUFT media app. I'm Sue Wagner on Tell Me About It on WUFT.